fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hey fam, thank you for joining me for another episode of Prescription for Change. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, and I'm happy to be here with you for another episode. So I'm going to jump right in. Today's episode is about how to lose weight without dieting, calorie restriction, or intermittent fasting, which is pretty much everything that's out there as far as weight loss programs and the claim to be able to sustain the weight loss, which is the biggest thing. So I know that you have tried multiple programs that have either had some form of dieting so that you're restricting certain foods, that you're restricting calories, or you're fasting in some way or another. And I've talked a little bit about each of those categories, but they all come down to the same thing. They promise weight loss, but there's something about it that you have to use. You have to use their products, whether it's pre-prepared meals or their recipes or telling you how many calories that you need to calculate for the day, or just restricting or eliminating certain things, when to eat, how to eat, what foods to eat. But it doesn't really give you what you need. It doesn't get to the root of the problem or the underlying reason for your weight gain in the first place or the difficulty that you've had with weight loss. And I know because I was there. So I know I've talked about my story before, but briefly, there were a series of things that led up to me gaining weight and not being happy where I was in my health, which wasn't always the case. This happened probably in my late 20s, early 30s, and really was precipitated by before my first child, but really precipitated by my first pregnancy and all of the events that led up to that in combination with being a new attending or just graduating from residency, going into my first job as a new attending, having a very demanding job, having the demands of being married and running a household, and then being pregnant and soon after having an infant and then later my second. So there were a lot of things that led to just a decline in my health, even though I was still young and feeling like I was kind of just locked into, you know, this is, I'm older, these are the things that are supposed to happen. And that's really not the case. That's the belief, one of the beliefs that I know that you have, that when you get to a certain age, then everything goes downhill. And after that, it's just so much more difficult or impossible to get back to the health where you were. But I can honestly say that I am healthier now and feel better. Now I feel more physically fit. I feel better in my clothes. I feel better about myself and my health. I am in the best health that I have ever been. And that is including childhood, in my teenage years, in young adult years. I feel the best that I have ever felt. And that's something that I know seems like it's impossible. And that's basically the story that we've been told. That is what everyone says. After a certain age, everything starts to decline. Everything starts to deteriorate. It's something that you're supposed to expect. You fall into the same kind of family history as, family medical history that your parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles have, and that is not the case. I'm here to tell you that that does not have to happen. And yes, there is going to be nature versus nurture. So that means that there's some things that you may be more likely to inherit or certain things that are hereditary, but it doesn't mean that you're locked into that. And so I am very passionate about preventive care. This is what I do for a living. This is my career, and getting children to a space where they can be start off as healthy adults, take control of their health, advocate for themselves in their health, and be able to have sustainable, healthy habits. And what I coach on is I coach professional women who are also moms, busy moms, as we all are, and getting you to a space where you can take small, intentional steps every single day to create lifelong healthy habits. And that's what it's about. It's a long-term game. So again, if you're looking for quick weight loss, that can happen. You can get that from pretty much any program that you sign up for. Whether it's a diet, you're eliminating certain foods, you're restricting your calories to, 1,000 or 1,200 calories a day, whether you're fasting and they're, whether you're cyclic fasting, intermittent fasting, whatever it is, you can lose that weight in a week, 2 weeks, a month, but I guarantee you it's not sustainable. And the reason is that you are not taught how to get back to intuitive eating, how to trust your body, what your body actually needs, because we're not cookie cutter, we're not all the same. So everybody's needs are different depending on a number of different factors besides your age and your gender and your lifestyle. Are you sedentary? Are you sitting at a desk all day? Or are you, active and already kind of physically fit? Are you working out at the gym? Are you just walking? There's so many other things that depend on that. And so these one size fits all kind of dieting programs or what weight loss programs are not sustainable. So you'll get the result that you want, the quick result of weight loss, but you're not getting the transformation that you desire. And I know that because I've seen all of these programs, I've tried some of these things, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the long haul. And I've also been very vocal about the fact that your health is not just a snapshot in time. It's not just a one-time thing that you're working towards for, an event, a wedding, a milestone birthday or something like that. It's not a snapshot in time. Your health is for the long haul. So it's what you're going to do right now, but it's also what you're going to do and setting up healthy habits for what you need to do 10 years from now, for when you're at higher risk for things like osteoporosis, when your bones naturally are just a little bit more brittle. And when you don't have as much vitamin D and you don't have that calcification, you don't have that same bone growth or overturn as you do when you're younger. Those are things that happen with age, but there are things that you can do to make sure that you are not at higher risk for those things and how to prevent those things. And that is what I coach on, is how do you prepare for all of the things that life is going to throw at you and having those tools to be able to be successful? So this is going to be a multi-series. It's going to be a multi-series because I'm not going to cover everything in this one episode. I'm just going to kind of set up the scenarios for you and then go through how you can lose weight without doing any of those things. But I also just want to point out that when you're doing any of these programs, when you've gone through any Weight Watchers, Noom, any of the many different types of intermittent fasting, if you've done Optavia, there's so many different things, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, any of those, and on, they will get you you'll start to feel like, okay, this is working. This is great. My friend has done this. My cousin has done this. I'm seeing all of these people who've joined this community and they've lost weight using the same program. And then you'll initially feel good about it, but then you'll soon realize that with all of the restrictions that you have and not being able to make your own food choices, it is going to leave you with cravings. It's going to leave you raiding your fridge and your pantry. It's going to leave you binging on the foods that are considered the bad foods that you shouldn't be eating. And then what happens? How do you feel about yourself? You feel guilty. You may feel some shame. You then feel like you're a failure because you didn't do the steps or you didn't do the things that the program or the diet is requiring of you. And so then it's all gone to waste. That one moment where you're kind of eating all of the foods that you've been craving. And that's not your fault. The reason your body is craving those things, or the reason you're craving those things, is because your body's craving those things. And your body's craving those things because it has been completely eliminated, or you've been told you cannot have it. And I've talked about before that that's the very thing that you want to have. So all of these programs focus on the food. It focuses on the food. It focuses on then what you weigh, right? Because it's a weight loss program. You want to lose weight. You think that that's the end goal or the end result. But then once you stop the program, what happens? You gain the weight back again. Whether it's gradually or it happens pretty rapidly. And usually there's rebound weight gain, which happens pretty quickly, because then you're feeling like you failed the whole thing. You fall back into the habits where you were before. I know for me, it was sitting on the couch after a long day feeling like, okay, I deserve this. I'm very much an emotional eater. And so I would eat out of the pint of ice cream and finish the whole thing, or eat the cookies or chips or cake, chocolate cake, any kind of chocolate, anything, usually at night. And while that may have been what I wanted to do in that moment, the next day, I knew that I was going to feel like crap. I knew that my joints were going to be inflamed, my belly was going to be bloated and upset, and then I was going to feel like a failure because I did not do what I set out to do, or I did not complete the program, or I wasn't able to restrict my calories. I didn't have the willpower to do it. And that is a story that I told myself. So I know that is what you were thinking, because I went through the very same thing until I realized what it is that was wrong was not me. It wasn't a matter of willpower. It was the program. It's the way that it's set up. So it sets you up for failure, or you would just have to pay for their program for a lifetime if you wanted to keep the weight off, because there's no way that is, they set it up so that you either have to keep paying for the program, but then the program in and of itself doesn't really work because they're not teaching you sustainable things or not sustainable habits. So like I said, it doesn't get to the root of the problem, whatever that may be for you, and everyone's issue is different. I told you how I started with my weight gain and fell into kind of poor habits. And that is also different for everyone. So where we're all starting is different. So the plan that we need moving forward needs to be different. It needs to be personalized to you, which is why I created my program Prescription for Change, because it is exactly that. It is a prescription for each of my clients for how you can have change in your health, how you can get the complete transformation that you desire, and how to move forward. So it's not just this is what you do in this moment, but I give you the tools so that you know what to do for a lifetime. So all of these programs, like I said, focus on the scale. They focus on the food, which then makes you focus on the scale. How much do I weigh? How much do I weigh? How much do I weigh? You're on the scale 24/7, sometimes multiple times a day, wondering if you, when you fasted for 24 hours, how much weight did you lose? And all that does, it's looking at a snapshot in time. It's a number at any given moment. It doesn't recognize the many improvements that you have experienced or the things that you have done day to day. It doesn't allow you to celebrate those wins, because in the end, when you look at the scale, inevitably, if you have not lost weight or you haven't lost the weight in the time frame that you wanted to, then you consider that a failure. And I'm here to tell you that you are not a failure and you did not fail, which failing in and of itself is not bad. I've talked about that before. You need to fail in order to learn from your mistakes and to make change and to make progress. So that's important, but you don't want to fail or feel like a failure in this way, because this is how it's set up, so that then you need to go back, you need to start the program again so that you can get the weight loss that you want. So how do you lose the weight without having to do all of these things? So what you focus on are the non-scale victories, the NSVs, the non-scale victories. Those are the things that have nothing to do with the scale. So you're not going to be stalking the scale 24/7. You can lose weight over time. This is for the long haul, remember, not a snapshot in time, because you want this to be something that's sustainable. Then you focus on the NSVs. And what that does is it allows you to celebrate the wins that you have each day. The things that you may not, no one else may recognize it. No one else may notice it, but it's how you feel. So one of those things are losing inches. One of those things is losing inches, right? So if you lose inches in your weight loss journey, you're going to notice that likely before you notice a significant drop in your weight. And of course, this also depends on how much weight you're trying to lose. The more weight you have to lose, the longer it seems like it's going to take. But while other people may not notice that you lost a pound, you will be able to feel the difference because you've lost inches. Your waist circumference, and that is actually one of the indicators or one of the things used to determine your risk for cardiovascular health or for things like hypertension, which is high blood pressure, or having high cholesterol, that sort of thing, just having heart disease, your risk for heart disease. You're looking at your shape. So when you say that someone is pear shaped or apple shaped or whatever else, it's your waist circumference. And being able to lose that weight around your gut or your abdomen is going to be a predictor of your risk for cardiovascular disease. So that's actually going to be something that's way more important than looking at, you know, did I lose 2 pounds today? Is did you lose inches? No one else is going to notice that. But I'll tell you that you will notice it, because one, if you're not stalking the scale, you're going to notice all the other things, or you're going to be able to celebrate all the other wins that you have. But then you also notice how you feel in your clothes. So there was a survey that was done in 2017 or 2018 asking women what is their health goal, their number one health goal. And of course, it's losing weight. And then what did they want as a result of that? Why did they want to lose weight? And the answer was to feel better in their clothes. Almost 80% of women said they wanted to lose weight to look and feel better in their clothes. And I agree with that. I'm part of that 80%. That is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to lose weight so I could feel better in my clothes. I could feel better in my skin. Things didn't fit right. I was wearing my maternity clothes, y'all, for like 5 years after, 6 years after I had my second child. He was 6. And then I just got up one day and was like, this is enough. I really should not be wearing my maternity pants when my child is 6 years old. That was crazy. So that was also one of the things that kind of gave me a kick in the butt. Like, okay, these things that you're doing are not working. You need to come up with something else. So yeah, 80% of women wanted the same thing. That's a lot. We want to lose weight, not to say that you weigh X amount of pounds, but to be able to look and feel good, to feel better in your clothes. So those are the things that you want to celebrate. Those are the things that you're going to notice that no one else will notice. How you feel in your clothes, or noticing that clothes fit better, no one else is going to notice that. And when your clothes fit better and you feel better in your skin and what you're wearing, you're going to feel more confident. That is definitely a confidence booster. That is going to be the motivator, because when you notice that, that's something that you can say, okay, this is a direct result of all of the changes that I've been making, all of those small changes over time. This is a direct result of that. And that's a motivating factor. Not, I lost a pound or 2 pounds. That can be discouraging, especially if you're trying to lose 50 pounds or more. I only lost 2 pounds in the last week. What? And I did all of that and I'm still starving? Of course you're going to want to quit. You're not going to want to do that anymore, because you're not eating the foods that you want. You're completely restricted. You're always hungry. You're always craving things. And you still didn't get the result that you wanted to in the time you wanted to. But I will tell you that that is healthy weight loss. So I'm not knocking losing weight 2 pounds in a week as something that's bad. That's actually really good. But what you're trying to achieve, for what you're trying to achieve, usually the weight loss, you want it to be quick. And that is not something that's motivating, especially when you feel like you're putting in 110% or you're doing all of these things that you don't want to do. It's really discouraging to see that number on the scale, or maybe it doesn't even move at all, which is not necessarily an indicator, again, of you losing fat, but you may have actually gained more muscle. I'll get into that a little bit later as one of the other non-scale victories. But when you feel better in your clothes and you've lost inches, those are the things that you'll notice. Those are the wins that I want you to celebrate. And then that's what's going to keep you motivated. And when you're motivated, that's what's going to keep you going for your long-term health journey. This is for the long haul, not a couple of weeks or a couple of months even. This is for a lifetime. So keeping that in mind, it's going to be slow and steady. And then once you get to a certain point, you're going to notice the culmination of all of the things that you've done, the huge impact that that has on your health in so many ways, all of the things that no one else will notice. And it has nothing to do with the scale, and it has nothing to do with the food. Those are the very last things that I focus on, and it's for a reason. Because when you start with the food, like everything else does, you're naturally going to stalk the scale. And the expectation will then be that you lose weight. It's an unrealistic goal to think that you could lose a significant amount of weight in a couple of weeks and be able to sustain that or hold it, you know, keep that weight off. So that's unrealistic. But really, just getting to the underlying issue, what is the reason that you're having difficulty losing weight in the first place? That is going to be different for everyone, but that is the important thing. So the food is the very last thing, because that is the one thing that you will be able to have full control over without falling back into poor habits and feeling bad about yourself and feeling like a failure and then having to reset, having to start all over again. And that is the habit that I know, or that is the thing that I know is very difficult for you to get over. It's always having to start over again because you failed the program, when in actuality, the program failed you. You haven't found the tools. You haven't found something that's giving you the tools to be able to be successful. to have that full transformation. So I'm going to stop here and just kind of wanted to set the tone for the next couple of episodes, which will complete the series. But I'm going to be focusing on the non-skill victories for the next couple of episodes. And you'll be able to see how you can lose weight, how it can be sustainable, and how you can feel great about the wins that you've had so that you can be successful and get the full transformation that you desire. All right, y'all, thank you for joining me for another episode. Make sure that you're listening out each week. A new episode will drop every Thursday. You can rate the episodes, go back if you've missed the previous ones, comment below, and then I have all of my information so that you can reach out to me in the DMs on social media. I look forward to hearing from you, and cheers to your health.